Hello and welcome to the Little Listener's Library. My name is Amelia. This time I'm going to read a book called Molly's Moon Mission by Duncan Beattie. So, are you ready? Let's go. Molly the Moth lived in the back of an old wardrobe. She loved her home and her family, but she yearned for adventure. "I want to be a real astronaut and fly to the moon," Molly declared. "I'm not sure your tiny wings would make it there," said her mother.
"We'll see about that," thought Molly. So when she wasn't busy helping her mum look after her siblings, she trained hard for her space mission. Until, at long last, she was ready. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, blast off! And to Molly's surprise, a few seconds later,
"I made it to the moon," she cried.
"This isn't the moon," buzzed a huge blue bottle. "This is a light bulb. The moon is much bigger and much further away. Too far for a little mite like you." "We'll see about that," thought Molly, and she set off in search of a much bigger light.
"So this is the moon," gasped Molly.
"Oh, you poor little creature," sighed a large spider. "This is a street lamp. The moon is much, much brighter and much, much further away."
"Too far for a little thing like you, I'd wager." "We'll see about that," thought Molly. She flew on until she saw a light that was bigger and brighter than anything she had seen before. The closer she got, the dizzier she became, as she followed the light round and round in circles. Eventually, Molly was so dizzy, she fell to the earth with a plop.
"I guess this isn't the moon either then," spluttered Molly.
"I'm afraid not," chuckled a wise old crab as he fished her out of the rock pool. "This is a lighthouse. The moon is much, much further away."
"Too far away for a teeny moth like me, I suppose," Molly said sadly.
"I don't know about that," replied the crab. "I could count the number of fish I've caught on one pincer, but it hasn't stopped me from trying night after night." Encouraged by the crab's words, Molly patched up her helmet, saluted, and launched herself upwards once again towards the biggest, brightest, furthest light she could see. After a long, giddy flight, Molly finally touched down. "Surely this must be the moon," she cried. But there was no one to hear her. She wandered across the pale, dusty landscape. All of a sudden, home felt a very, very long way away. Just then, a giant shadow loomed over her. "One small step for a moth? Hey, "Watch out!"
shrieked Molly, jumping out of the way in the nick of time. "Sorry about that, kid," said the astronaut. "I didn't expect to find anyone else here on the moon."
"You mean I actually made it to the moon?" gasped Molly. "I knew I could do it."
"That's a pretty giant leap for a little critter," said the other astronaut. "I guess you'll be too puffed out to help us with our special mission then."
"We'll see about that," Molly said cheerfully.
So she helped the astronauts take photos of the moon's surface. Then she helped them collect samples of rocks and moon dust. And they even had time for some fun before planting a ceremonial flag.
"We'd better be heading back," said the astronauts as they prepared the lunar lander for liftoff.
Molly stared out into the vastness of space. It was so dark. How would she ever navigate her way home?
"Cheer up. You're one of us now, kid," the astronauts said. And they gave Molly her very own lunar mission patch.
"Now, how about we give you a ride home?"
"Oh, yes, please," beamed Molly.
As the astronauts busied themselves in the module, Molly gazed out of the window towards Earth. Far away, the city lights twinkled, but one of those lights was bigger, brighter, and more inviting than all of the others. And before she knew it, Molly was safely back home.
"I've been to the moon," Molly cried, giving her mother a big hug.
"Well, I never," her mum exclaimed proudly. "My Molly, the only moth ever to fly to the moon."
"We'll see about that," thought Molly.
The end. What a wonderful story about Molly following her dream mission of going to the moon, even though it was quite tricky to start with. I wonder if you've ever done anything that was really tricky to start with, but you kept going and kept trying, and then you did it. And I bet you felt so proud. See if you can tell a grown-up or a friend all about it. Thank you for coming to the Little Listener's Library. We'll see you again soon. Bye.